Hello, this is second track on the Moving On CD, and it covers the sheet MO6, or Awareness, Acceptance and Action. Now, there is a simple way to remember this, a whole way of doing things, and it's just to say R. Just say R, like the dentist says, and you remember that those three A's stand for Awareness, Acceptance and Action. Now, the point of all this is to make a start on this new process, and to do this by raising awareness. You may not have realised exactly how you feel during the day and exactly what is going on with you. Now, the reason for this are, there are many reasons, but generally speaking, if things are difficult, we do things like denying or minimising, and it sometimes feels like it helps to say to ourselves, oh well, I'm fine with that, or that didn't really hurt, or I'm not really bothered about this, or I'll just put up with that. Now, as part of our change work, the first thing we have to do is raise awareness around some of the things that have been denied or minimised in the past. And this process is designed to do that. So as you look at the sheet, we'll have already had a chat about this, and we'll have already discussed how to do it, but this track here is just to remind you and help you to do the process when you're on your own. So looking at the sheet, the first thing we have to do is we have to date it, and you may use several of these sheets in between the sessions, because there may be several opportunities to do so. So the first thing we have to do is remove any sense of fear that we have of looking at our own process. Certainly in the past, as I said, you'll have avoided this, but we want to give you some confidence now that this is the way forwards. And we need to know exactly what are your typical feelings and attitudes towards things. So we start with awareness, we go through acceptance, and we end up at action. And there's a very good reason for this. The reason is because if you think about our aim is effective action. We want to get to a place where we are doing the right thing, where we are able to behave in a way that's really helping us to form this new successful way of life. Now, what we found is that to take correct action, to get to a place where we can be effective, we have to be able to accept how things are. We have to go to reality and start there. And that means accepting the way things are before we change them. If we try and change them before we've accepted them, then this can lead to very ineffective action. In fact, that's one of the least successful ways of doing things, is to jump straight from awareness to action. To go straight from what you're aware of and to say, oh no, I've got to do it this way, or I've got to do this about that. And it leads often to a very difficult and negative type action. So what we're saying is we can't take effective action until we've accepted something. And what we also know is that we can't accept something that we're not aware of. So that's why we start with awareness. We find out what we're aware of, and having done that, we accept fully the reality of the situation, and that leads us to effective action. Now, it might sound too simple to be effective, but I assure you it's an extremely powerful process that once you've committed to the practice and once you've learned how to do it well, it will lead you to a totally different way of relating to people. So let's have a look at the sheet and let's see how it works. We start with awareness. This section is designed to help you raise your awareness. Now, that means being more aware of your feelings and your thoughts. And the way we do this is we do something called checking out. We ask ourselves at any given time, what am I feeling at the moment? What's going on with my feelings? And what am I thinking at the moment? When we do that, we raise our awareness of what's going on. This is best done when something has happened that has disturbed you a little bit or has caused you to to know that your feelings have been raised or that something exceptional has happened. Anytime you get a moment like that, you can just ask yourself, I'm going to check out now. I'm going to take a moment to check out what is it that's actually going on with me here. Now, once you do that, to take the time to write it down is very, very effective, because then it will help you remember it, and it will also help you report it during the next session. So we write down our feelings and our thoughts at any particular moment. Having done that, we go to the acceptance portion of the sheet, and this is to help you find a different response to your difficulties. But we do this purely through acceptance in the beginning. And you'll see that there's two lots of feeling and thinking sections. So what we're saying is, I accept that just for today, I am feeling, and that's where you write in the feeling that you have. Now, these feelings can be very unpleasant. They can be things that you'd rather not have. They can be things that you wish you didn't feel. They can be thoughts that you wish you didn't have. But the point is that they are real, they are true, and it's how you really feel. And to get anywhere effective, we have to start there. And I want you to trust me a little bit on this, to say, let's start with reality. So in the acceptance stage, we find out through our awareness what we've been feeling and thinking, and we write it down. Now, having written it down and having accepted it, that it's true, we go to the action stage. Now, we're not going to have new action to start with. That's not going to come immediately. But what we're going to do is just remember initially, what do we usually do when we get these thoughts? What do we usually do when we feel these things? And we just record that on the page. It says, when I get these thoughts, I usually, when I get these feelings, I usually, and then you fill in the section there just to say what you normally do, or shall we say what you have done in the past. It's something that we need to know, because we want to know how to effectively change it. So at the moment, all we're doing is we're becoming more aware. We're raising our awareness and using this sheet to do so. I hope that's been made clear. If there are any questions, of course you should ask them at the next session. But let me encourage you, give this a try. Don't hang back or think you don't know how to do it properly or you've not got the right answers. This is just your truth that's going on this page. And I suppose another thing I want to say, just to remind you, the page does say, do this exercise daily on your own. And don't show it to anyone until the next session. It's not something that I want you to do together. It's something we want your personal truth on this. So let's write down our own thoughts and feelings, and then we'll share them at the next session. Bye for now.